Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another wonderful episode of the Silsila, The Early Echo. We hope that wherever you are in the world, whichever continent you are on, whatever season you are experiencing, that you are well, you are safe, and your family as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. We are back with another wonderful topic of discussion wherein this will pertain to every believer out there, to every Muslim out there. And inshallah ta'ala, we will be discussing that a Muslim is one who submits to Allah Azza wa Jal. What does submission mean? What does it mean to submit to Allah? This and much more we will be discussing in today's episode. Let's recall the beautiful hadith first. نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions. Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah constantly encourages us to make good intentions. From the time that we awaken, start making your good intentions. So your thawab meter, your reward meter starts from the beginning of the day. Let's make some nadal. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the Silsila of Madani Channel for your ridha, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others. If we want to taste the sweetness of our knowledge, this will only happen if we practice upon it for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And if you want extra rewards, and if you want to obey the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, balighu anni walau ayah, convey from me, even if it is one verse, one statement of Islam, one statement of Sharia. In that way, to whomever we convey this ilmun nafi'a, this beneficial knowledge, even if I forget to practice, but what I shared with the next Muslim, when they are practicing, I will also get thawab. So be a smart investor. Be a wise investor for the akhirah. That's where our focus must be. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, there are so many wonderful, beautiful blessings, benefits and bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durud e pak. Salawat or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, the last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who mentioned that decorate and adorn your gatherings by reciting salat durood upon me. Because this durood that you recite upon me, nurul lakum yawm al-qiyamah, will be nur and light for you on the day of judgment. Who doesn't want that nur? We all want it. We have to work for it. This dunya, this place here that we are living on, this is the place to invest for the hereafter. This is the place to do good deeds, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Part and parcel of being a wise investor for the hereafter is that every day I need to make a small investment on a daily basis. And this starts with the mindset. Yes, we are busy. Every person, more or less every person, is busy in their own personal capacity, whether it's work or college or school, madrasa, jami'a, spending time with the family, going out for recreational purposes, etc. We are all busy, but in our busyness, we need to invest every day a little time. Start off with 12 minutes, then 26 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, according to your ability. But do it every day. and dedicate that time to recitation of Quran-e-Pak, Durud-e-Pak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, and seeking knowledge of Deen from authentic sources, which my Dawat Islami and your Dawat Islami has provided the materials and the tools available. So today we're going to be discussing that a Muslim is one who submits to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Just before that, let's listen to an inspiring kalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whosoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon him."
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
The most beloved to me is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Light of my dark heart is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Poochega maula laya hai kya kya, poochega maula laya hai kya kya. Main ye kahunga naam Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
When Allah will ask, "What have you brought?" I will then say, "The name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam."
Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, kar lo wazifa naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
If you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep mentioning the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rakho la had mein jis dam azizo, rakho la had mein jis dam azizo, mujhko sunana naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
O my dear ones, when you lay me to rest in my grave, do remember to mention the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Apne raza ke qurban jao, murshid piya ke qurban jao, jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May I sacrifice my life for Raza, who taught the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان الله عز وجل. ما شاء الله. Another wonderful and beautiful kalam to inspire us. We are talking about submission to Allah. That a Muslim is one who submits to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. A Muslim is not just a person, as they say, follows Islam. It's that, but it's much more than that. It's about loving Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, following the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, our merciful creator. He made us. He gave us life. He gave us and granted us opportunities in our life, whatever it may be, big or small. But it's Him, because everything is in His control. That's the reality. That's the haqiqah. And He's given us a manual, Al-Quran. He's given us a practical demonstration in the life of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how do I get close to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? How do I submit to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Subhanallah, because essentially this is what or who a Muslim is. One who submits completely to the will of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. What Allah Azza wa Jalla has willed, what He wants, what He has ordered and commanded, that only I will do. And this is the mindset that every Muslim must have. How do I achieve this? Allahu Akbar. We need to understand our purpose in life, which is to worship Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The Quran clearly mentions that. We know this already. We need to prepare in this short life for what is going to happen in the grave and make that as comfortable as possible. And from there, what is going to happen on the Day of Judgment, so that we attain salvation. That lies in obedience to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and obedience to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is a way of submitting to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, obeying Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And that is to obey the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Quran mentions, مَنْ يَتُعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever has obeyed the Rasul, so indeed, he has obeyed Allah. This is the way of obedience. There's no obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal if you and I are disobedient to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because where did the message come from? Al-Quran. From Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Where did the sayings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam come from? He was inspired by the Creator, Rabb Azza wa Jal. So obeying Him is in reality obeying Allah. Submitting to Him in reality is submitting to Allah. I need to analyze my life. Every and each aspect of my life. Am I truly submitting to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? Do I truly love Allah? Because if I love Allah, then I will have to submit to Allah. I have no choice in that matter. Because I am to return to Allah very soon. Think about it. I do to submit to the will of Allah. That will of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has told us through the glorious Quran, through the truthful lips of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Read your 5 times salah. Be punctual and establish your 5 times salah. Let's be honest to ourselves. Do I submit to Allah's command, to the will of Allah, and accomplish that every day? Do I read my salah properly as it's supposed to be performed? Ruku, sujood, are they done correctly? Do I know the rulings of the salah, the wajibat, the fara'id of salah? What acts are mufsidat that will break my salah? Which are makruh tahrimi, where I would have to repeat my salah? Do I know the finer details? Then what, if not, then how am I reading my salah? Dawood Islami is there to help us, to train us, to teach us with these basic things and much more as well. Depending what level I want to be at. But you start from the bottom. Make sure your Quran is prim and proper. The Jaweed and Makharij, the rules of the Quran, the pronunciations, absolutely correct. Madrasatul Madina has been established around the world where you can enroll. If you have a Madani Markaz Islamic Center of Dawood Islami near you, go there. There are specialized classes for grown-ups, for men, and separately on different days for women. Where these things are taught, the basics are taught of salah, of wudu, of ghusl, fulfilling rights of each other, and how ultimately to submit to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah Azza wa Jalla commands us, discharge your zakah, fast in Ramadan, go for Hajj, subhanAllah, fulfill each other's rights, don't violate rights, subhanAllah, don't lie, don't backbite, don't be jealous. You know, all of these things, there's so much to it. So I need to analyze my own life. Stop looking at the next person, but he's like this and she's like that, and you know, he doesn't even read Salah. He only goes for Jumu'ah Salah or Eid Salah. She doesn't even, you know, cover up. She doesn't read Salah. She doesn't cover herself. That's between her and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's between him and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Why are we getting involved in their lives? Yes, if you know, this person will listen to me. And you yourself are trying your best to practice. And they would listen. I can influence them towards obedience of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because what I want for myself as a Muslim, I would like for my fellow Muslims as well. So I would like that I gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that I submit to Allah. I must also want this for others. But that person, okay, I know I can influence them towards this. Then you try. But remember, hidayah and guidance is in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He guides people. We are not there to try and force somebody. La ikraha fid deen. There's no compulsion in Islam. Just spread the message. Spread the fragrance of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Spread the teachings of Quran with wisdom, with a smile, with courtesy, and make dua for the person. If you want the person to accept Islam, make dua to Allah, Ya Allah, grant this person the wealth of Iman. Grant this person to see the reality and beauty of Islam. And then you put your efforts in. Ultimately, whether it's going to happen or not, that is up to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So am I one who truly submits to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? The Sahabi Jaleel, the great companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once took hold of my hand and said, O Abu Sa'id, there are three matters. Whoever says and accepts these shall enter Jannah. Dakhul al-Jannah. I asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are those three matters? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, whoever is pleased with Allah as their Lord, Islam as their religion, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as their messenger. Allahu Akbar. Am I truly pleased that Allah is my Lord, my Creator, my Sustainer? Am I truly pleased that my Islam is my deen, my religion? Am I truly pleased that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my messenger? If I am, if I claim this, then actions speak louder than words. Am I translating that into action? Am I implementing the laws, the rules of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? And what was brought to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as is contained in the glorious Quran and the blessed ahadith. So we need to ask ourselves serious, serious questions, because one day, someday, very soon, the eyes are going to close for good from this dunya. And then, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Then you and I are going to be all alone in the darkness and narrowness of the grave. There's not going to be no friends, no family, no supporters, no backup, no anybody. Now is the time. Now is the time to submit to the will of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. I have this limited choice here. Either I wish to submit to the Creator, to whom I'm going to return very soon, or I submit to the creation and my desires, my feelings, my opinions, subhanAllah, which many a times is influenced by shaitan, by Iblis, the cursed and humiliated one, where he whispers in the ears, in the mind, in the heart, he whispers to a person evil thoughts, waswasa. He whispers sometimes in using our own voice, our own sound. He whispers using our own sound. And I think it's my feelings, it's my opinions. when it's shaitan's evil whisperings. If it's against Islamic teachings, Islamic rule, Islamic law, Islamic values, you know it's not from anything good, it's from shaitan. If it's opposite, if it's towards something which is contradictory towards the sharia, the sharia is not my law and your law, it is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So be careful in this regard. He has trapped and tricked so many people like this. No, this is who I am. These are my feelings. I feel it in the core of my heart, my mind. These are my opinions. If it's against Islam and what it teaches, then know this. It's shaitan's whispers that have influenced your opinions and your feelings. Cut it. Cut it whilst you can and submit to Allah. Don't submit to the evil whispers of shaitan. He's very cunning, very deceiving. He knows which buttons to press. He presses the person's weak spots and weaknesses in order to destroy them. Whatever feeling you're going to have in this world, whatever opinion you're going to have, you're going to be all alone in the grave, my dear Islamic brother, my dear Islamic sister. You're going to be all alone in the grave. And then opinions matter nothing. Feelings matter nothing. And now you need to answer the questions. And all depending on how we lived our lives in this short life, whether I was obedient to Allah, my Creator, Jalla Jalaluhu, whether I was obedient to my Master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or not. Did I live in their obedience or obedience to my desires? Obedience to the desires of society. Because society changes its opinions very quickly. Its feelings and opinions, it changes very quickly. Stick with what Islam teaches, what the Quran teaches, what the beloved Master, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. You stick with that, you're true to that, you submit to that, inshallah ta'ala, to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be successful. You will be successful in this world, the grave and the hereafter as well. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سيدنا عباس بن عبد المطلب رضي الله عنه the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's loving uncle. He explains how Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had mentioned whoever is pleased with Allah as their Lord, Islam as their religion, and Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as the messenger, has found the sweetness of iman, has found the sweetness of faith. Subhanallah. This iman, this faith, this belief that we have is the most important thing for us. Most important, above everything else, above whatever connections and contacts that we have, our materialistic possessions, our wealth, our knowledge, whatever. Because that is the determining factor. It is the determining factor of whether a person is going to go right or go wrong. Towards Jannah or towards Jahannam. Towards heaven or hell. Iman. This is the visa. This is the permit that allows entry to a person into the gardens of Jannah. And don't we want that? Don't you want that? If you truly want that, if we truly want that, we know what to do. We have our constitution, which is the sharia. Wherever you live in the world, yes, some places may be difficult, but where the difficulty is more, and you patiently persevere, you stand up for your beliefs, your Islam, your Quran, then the reward would be more as well. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, we have an inspiring filler which we will request our wonderful director and team to please go ahead and play. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, it is impermissible for a Muslim to gesture with his eyes in a manner which harms another Muslim. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah Zawjal. A sweet and short message for you and I. What is important is that we practice upon beneficial knowledge. And don't just practice upon it and keep it to yourself. When you go home with your spouse, with your children or grandchildren if you have, your nieces and nephews, your brothers and sisters, you know, keep conveying these beautiful messages. Keep sharing with them. Keep influencing them. We have influencers today. The greatest influencer of human history, the greatest, number one, is the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The darkness of the heart due to sinning, the rust of the heart, we have to start there. Start with the mindset. You change your mindset and you change everything. That, you know, and for this reflection is needed, contemplation is needed. Sit alone when nobody is around, there's no noise. Deeply think about it, that what's going to happen to me? I'm going to be all alone when I leave this world, all alone in the grave. I'm going to answer for myself when accountability is taken on the day of judgment. I mean, what's going to happen? I can claim this and I can claim I love Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. I love the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I love the Honorable Sahaba Ikram Alayhim Ridwan. I love the Honorable Ahlul Bayt Athar. I love the Awliya Allah. I love Al-Quran. I love my deen. But do I truly love? Am I truly devoted to them that I submit? That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you and I, as believers, as Muslims. Total submission to His will. Now, as I mentioned, those three matters that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, that whoever is pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his Lord, pleased with Islam as his religion, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his messenger, then darkness of that individual's sins is removed. The heart is purified and he begins to taste spiritual illumination of his faith. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlvi rahmatullah alayhi says, whoever is not pleased with these three matters, not pleased from the bottom of his heart, is unable to taste the sweetness of Iman. He has faith outwardly, but he has not attained its true essence. This is what we need to strive for. We are surrounded by the darkness of doubt, by confusions out there. And in this darkness is the lighthouse of Dawud Islami. Dawud Islami is a support structure. If I want to know what is true Islam, if I want to know what are true Islamic beliefs, what are the ways of perfecting my ibadat, Dawud Islami is the answer in today's era. For those who are involved in it, ask them and they will confirm this. They will attest to this. What are you waiting for? If you're not involved yet, what are you waiting for? Death is right behind. Now is the time. Get involved and see for yourself. Don't just see for yourself, experience for yourself what it's all about. The mindset, the reminders, the constant reminders about preparing for the journey ahead, which is imminent, which is going to happen at any moment. And when the eyes close, what happens to the offspring? Which direction are they going to take? Because the influences are out there. The wolves are out there. The confusions and doubts out there. People on the net or social media or other places, intentionally they plant seeds of doubts in people's minds, in people's hearts. So who is going to influence my child, my grandchild, my offspring? Who's going to influence them and what direction will they take? Will the Iman still remain strong, intact? Allahu Akbar. So think ahead. Think about these things. Dawud Islami is the support structure and support base that we all Muslims need. It's a great need of the time. And alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami doesn't just talk it. Dawud Islami does it. with the 80 plus departments a day working in various and diverse fields in order to bring us back to submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the will of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, to bring us back to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the teachings of Al-Quran, to bring us back to become practicing good Muslims. Because a good practicing pious Muslim is also an upright citizen of society. That they won't just get embroiled in fraud, in deception, in bribery and corruption. Because they know, by doing so, there is accountability and repercussions as consequences in this world, the grave and the hereafter as well. So the mindset is made, and they're free from all these external vices and internal vices as well. The spiritual maladies like jealousy, hatred, malice, pride, arrogance, and you name it. Dawud Sami wants to bring us back to that. Starting with our mindset, with our heart, with ourselves. And then with others, then with our family, our society, and so forth. Imam Al-Qurtubi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says that being pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal as one's Lord and accepting this reality means that an individual will not accept anyone besides Allah as their Lord. A person who wholeheartedly believes in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reject everything the polytheists consider as their deities and believe Allah alone is worthy of worship. Subhanallah. Furthermore, he says that such a person knows it is only Allah Azza wa Jal who grants rizq, sustenance. It's only Allah who sustains him, who allows him to breathe and blesses him with life. He recognizes that there will never be another deity, another one worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is not possible. This is Tawheed. So submit to Allah. This is today's little message. And Allah wants this from you and I. Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't need anything from us. We need to do our ibadat. We need to obey Allah and the Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we truly want success, real success, tangible success, not the superficial and fake success that is there, that is all just, you know, the wind will come by and just blow it. As we mentioned, the opinions of the society will keep changing. The feelings of society will keep changing. But the promises of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't change in this day. And how do we travel on this path of submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer is so easy. The wasila of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Submitting, obeying him is obeying Allah. Submitting to him is submitting to Allah. Following him, a person who wants Allah to love them, follow the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu will love that person and will forgive that person their sins. Subhanallah. So think about this world as just a few days. Because the years that have gone by, how fast did it go? Just like that. When you're in the moment, it feels like, oh, you know what, this world is, the time is going very slow, sometimes very fast. But look at all the years that have gone by, 5, 10, 20, 40, 50 years that have gone by of your life. Where did it go and how fast did it go by? Subhanallah. And like that, before we know it, we'll be staring face to face with the angel of death. Now is the time to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this understanding and enthusiasm to practice upon this. Ameen bijahi khatimin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.